This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. Germany is trying something new, keeping children in school after lunch. 4 years ago, Germany was shocked when a test of high school students in 32 countries ranked Germans a lowly 25th. The government's answer is more time in school and a more creative approach to learning. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's 11:30 in the morning, and school is over for most of the students at Berlin's Hanne-Hoek grade school. But downstairs, in a newly renovated classroom, learning goes on. Two first graders sit at a low table with their math workbooks and pick through a box of colored wooden sticks designed to help them count. Others play with Legos in a corner. Anika Pilgrim's 5-year-old daughter often stays after school. Pilgrim loves it.
It's very, very difficult to organize your everyday life when your kids come home like 11, 12 o'clock. In Berlin, you have the possibility to give them to a special childcare, but that has nothing to do with school. Going to school in the morning, have special teachers, then going to the childcare in the afternoon, it's very difficult for the kids to cope with that situation. And for me, for example, when the whole day school starts, I will get back working, definitely.
Despite Germany's strong social welfare programs, childcare can be difficult and expensive to find. This after-school program is this school's first steps toward becoming what's called a whole-day school here, where all children stay from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. But providing childcare is not the primary reason the government is investing $5 billion into whole-day schools. Fear is.
It was in 2000. The PISA study really was something like the Sputnik shock in the U.S.
4 years ago, German high school students made a disastrous showing on an international test called PISA. German Education Minister Ilgard Bullmann says changing the test scores requires a whole change of culture.
Children in this new school should not only learn, for example, rules and definitions, but they should learn by, for example, carrying out experiments. It's much more than just talking about school in the afternoon, but about changing educational traditions.
Most students in Germany, primary through high school, get out of class around midday. But a few all-day schools already exist. Berlin's Movensee School was built in the 1970s in a neighborhood of mostly immigrant families. Principal Ingo Strutz says matching working parents' schedules was one reason the school started.
Der zweite Grund war, es gibt sehr viele Kinder.
The other reason the school started was that in this area, educational opportunities have not been so important to some of the parents. We try to help kids catch up a little bit with children who go to school in the mornings, then have lots of private lessons, handicraft lessons, sports groups, chess, dance, or piano.
One afternoon, two girls at Movensee sit in a darkened room, listening to music and talking. Elsewhere, boys play foosball. Principal Strutz insists this isn't just hangout time.
Der Unterschied besteht darin, dass sie es ja nicht die ganze Zeit tun, sondern vielleicht eine halbe Stunde.
The difference is that they don't do this all day. Maybe just a half hour, then they can do something else. Maybe a friend comes who asks to play soccer, or the assistant comes to say, you wanted to learn some vocabulary, please do that now for 10 minutes. At home, maybe the child learns something, and maybe not.
Teachers are worried they'll get stuck with more work as whole-day schools spread across the country. But even those who fully back the concept are worried it could be implemented badly. Gabriela Fleischauer-Niemann is a 20-year teaching veteran and an official with Germany's National Teachers Union. She says all-day schools must have standards.
It should be made clear that the children are not just 3 or 4 more hours away from home, but that there is a program behind that.
Education officials here say moms who work outside the home, or those who want to start again, are the biggest supporters of whole-day schools. They do want a better education for their children, but they also welcome those few extra hours the kids stay at school. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.